BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Happy New Year, it's Scott, and we're back with the podcast. Here's all the bits you might have missed from this morning's Radio 1 breakfast show. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Good morning. Oh, well, this is nice. Happy New Year. This is... yes, it's Tuesday, the 3rd of January, and this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills, in for Grimmy for this week only. Here's my friend Chris. Hi.
Good morning.
You know when it's early and the alarm goes off at this time or before, does anyone else do a little angry mutter to themselves?
In what
sense? Before you get up. Like the alarm goes off and it's like... I did that today.
Do you know what? I'm so motivated at the moment. What happens is the alarm goes off and I just get straight out. You can't muck around with these things.
No, I do a little angry mutter to myself, like... and then I just eat some cumin seeds because it's January.
What?
I don't. What I can tell you is, off-air, all the teams so far have only just grunted to each other this morning because it's first day back, so let's all overcompensate. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
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 Morning. Liam?
Morning.
There we are, thank you. I suggest you all do the same when you get to work. Let's all over be enthusiastic about it, because it's rubbish, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning Shane on Twitter, who says, loving your suggestion of being super enthusiastic with the greetings at work this morning. It's definitely on. Shane's in Cardiff. Do it when you get to work. Morning! Also, Andrew in Brighton, who is mixing up a strawberry, grape and spinach juice in his new blender this morning. Andrew says, have you been at Radio 1 all the time? Last time I heard you was on Christmas Eve when you were doing a bangers show. Have you been there since? Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Pretty much.
But things have changed because we're now far healthier.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, before Christmas, we were eating cheese at this time of the morning.
Oh, not now.
Now I'm smashing Weetabix and drinking health drinks.
Like milk.
No,
orange
look,
juice.
I've got myself a smoothie here and everything.
You're doing well. It's all good. Day one. Andrew in Brighton, morning to you. Also, Lucy in Somerset was with us between Christmas and New Year because of the joys of working in retail, and she's about to go and do it again this morning. And Anna is travelling from Buxton to Southampton. She'll be here for the whole show. Right, so it is January. There is no avoiding this. Christmas is over. You've got to say goodbye to it. You can't be eating sweets for breakfast and playing board games all your life. And you're probably out of money, and you've got to go back to school or college or work. And also, it's weird at this stage because you've just had everything, so you've got no plans for the year at all.
Yeah.
Like, nothing really to look forward to. Sorry to break it to you like this.
Happy 2017, everyone.
And it's dark and really cold. But we're going to make that change because every day this month, we are giving away amazing prizes which will sort you out this year. And we do... and when I say this, I mean it. We do have something for everyone. They showed me a list of some of the prizes that we've got yesterday. And
oh, it's insane.
It's ridiculous. Like, major prizes. If you like sport, if you like TV, if you like music, and hopefully you do if you're listening to us, or if you love festivals, we have got you covered. We've got it sorted. We're launching our first competition after 8 a.m. this morning, and you'll want to be here for it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Really cold today in the south and the Midlands, like actual ice. Freezing. Further north, it is boiling. So much hotter. Places such as Glasgow this morning are having an unseasonable heat wave.
Oof. But this kind of heat? Like shorts weather?
Yeah. So if you're in the north and feeling the heat, and text us on 81199 and let us know how you're coping with it this morning. 81199. Ooh, what a scorcher.
I can't tell if this is serious or not.
It's a lot milder.
El Scorchio.
Yeah. They'll be feeling the heat.
It's Hotland.
It is Hotland.
Nice.
Just for today. BBC Weather's Thomas Schaffernacker has tweeted this morning. He lives in the south. But he's got a handy tip for avoiding any kind of ice on your car windscreen, which you will be having if you're not in the heatwave of the north. He says, simply put on a cloth the evening before, and he's got this raggy old cloth. Have a look on his Twitter. He goes, this was my result this morning. And there's a photo of this old blanket which he's placed over his windscreen. He's literally, he couldn't be more pleased with himself.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here we are, here's Karen out walking the dog in T-shirt and leggings. It's a balmy 5.5 degrees in Fife this morning. 7 degrees in Chorley, Lancashire. Seriously considering getting my swimwear out. Nearly summer temperatures here, says Bronwyn. Graham is travelling from Livingston to practically the end of the UK, Thurso. Shorts and T-shirt, 6 degrees. We can only wish for temperatures like that here. That was Fallout Boy, and my songs Know What You Did in the Dark. So, first day back for most people today. I have your chance to control Radio 1 in about 10 minutes. There are three celebrities hoping to get their song choice on Radio 1 this morning. You've heard it when Grimmy does this. I'm going to try my best to do and stop them. I can stop these celebrities, right? Mm. Well, it depends who they are.
It really depends, doesn't it?
It really depends.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We've got a caller on the line now who's going to pick the next song on Radio 1. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. Where are you at the moment?
We're just on the way down to Hyde Park from Stoke-on-Trent to pick up some Christmas chalets, which means Christmas is officially over for us.
You're picking up some Christmas chalets?
Yeah, we put the Christmas chalets up earlier, back in the beginning of December, and now it's officially over because we've got to go and take them down.
Oh, so you're actually dismantling Winter Wonderland?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, well, don't do it.
It's a bit of a depressing job, so you've got to remove all the soiled Santas and stuff like that.
Just taking it all down, yeah, it's quite depressing, to be honest. So.
Right. Do you know, as I was coming into Radio 1 this morning, there was, like, remnants of people's New Year's Eve clothing still around. Like, I saw a tie on the floor, there was one shoe. 3 days ago.
Some of that could have been mine, I won't lie.
Yeah, okay. Did you have a good Christmas New Year?
Yeah, it was really good, thank you. How was yours?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So here's the thing, Jamie. This morning, everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing that chat. Yeah. You can either pick my song or you can take a celebrity gamble. So it's a new year. We've got three new celebrities for you, all right?
Okay.
So today, you could be playing for the choice of Rob Beckett, Zara Larsson, or Sean Paul. But here's your catch, Jamie. If you gamble, you won't know which of those celebrities you'll get or what song they've picked until it's on Radio 1, okay?
Okay, because I think Sean Paul is going to have a banger in his locker. I'm not going to lie.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you've got to offer first.
Well, exactly. I mean, I do this all the time.
Okay.
So here's a clip of my song before you decide what you want to do. Pendulum, Propane Nightmares. Come on.
With the three options you've given me, I think it's definitely going to have to be a gamble. It's
hang on a second. Well, you might think that. Think about it a bit more. Rob Beckett, he's a comedian. Does he know his music? I don't know.
Also, Scott, your choice there is a banger.
That's why I've chosen it. Are you a fan of Zara Larsson?
It is a big tune, but there's three good options, and I feel like... I don't know which one I'm going to get, but I'm going to have to take a gamble, I think. I'm sorry.
All right. We probably weren't even entertaining the idea of me this morning.
Really? But you could end up with Rob Beckett.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob Beckett might have some tunes. You never know.
I've got Pendulum.
I'm going to take the gamble. I'm sorry.
He was going to gamble from the start.
I wasn't going to gamble from the start.
Yeah, you were.
That was a tune, but I want to take the gamble.
Okay, then. You don't know which one it is, mind you.
All right, okay.
Let's find out who you've got, then.
Good morning, it's Sean Paul.
Hi, I'm Rob Beckett.
Good morning, it's Zara Larsson.
Come on. Rogue One.
Morning.
Morning.
Everything good?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Zara Larsson. The song that I want to hear on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show today is Take Care with Drake and Riri.
Yeah, it's a tune.
Yeah, happy with that?
Yeah, I love Drake. Drake's sick.
All right, then. It's on. Have a good day. Oh, there's lots of people not happy. You see, this is why you shouldn't trust celebrities and their music choices.
It's still a good song. There's no doubt in that. But up against yours, I actually thought yours was probably the bigger song.
Everyone thinks he should have stayed in bed.
Look at this. 3 days into the new year. Worst decision of 2017.
Oh, come on. Can we be positive about this, please? First song here on Radio 1 is Drake. Talk about the right way to start 2017 at work. That's from Ross in Bury. Craig in Maidstone doesn't feel the same. Don't get me wrong, Mills, I'm a massive Drake fan, but what's he playing at? Pendulum on my first morning back to work would have been epic. I know. We'll do that again tomorrow. Have you seen the pictures of Jennifer Lopez and Drake? Is that happening?
No. Well, is it true they've got a song coming out? Isn't it more something to do with that rather than a proper relationship?
Well, she's been wearing his necklace. We all know what that means, don't we? Hmm?
Does it though?
I don't know. The Scott Mills Daily. One. Right on Breakfast Show with Scott Mills at 7:25 on Tuesday. I don't know what to do for New Year's resolutions. I'm just going to copy Camilla off of Fifth Harmony.
It's Camilla, and my New Year's resolution is to spend more time giving back and doing things that are good for your soul.
So that's what I'm going to do. Happy
good
New Year.
Just good for your soul, yeah, right? Absolutely. Just in general.
I'm just giving back all the time. The Scott Mills Daily. Sinead. What's going on? Big Brother tonight.
Yes, it starts tonight at 9 o'clock. So you may have heard it's All Stars versus New Stars. So from what we know, there's going to be like they're going to be separated to start with. So the All Stars are people who've been in it before and the New Stars are people who haven't been in it.
Have they run out?
Something like that. So four housemates have been spotted going into this secret hotel near the Big Brother house. So this is a place that is kind of like, we kind of all know where this hotel is now because they use the same one each year, so the patch
so it's
just,
not secret,
not really that secret.
So people like yourself are just hidden in bushes outside.
Not like me. I wait for other people to do it.
Yeah. Chris,
sorry, so, come
no, on, she's a blooming journalist.
That sounded worse than it should have.
It's not a pap.
So first up, Spencer Pratt. You'll know him from one of the original reality TV shows, The Hills. Husband of Heidi. So
well,
you know,
he was in it before.
He was in it before, yeah. So they're one of the old stars. They went in as a couple and they came second. They were in 2013. She was spotted with him earlier in the day, so we kind of presume they're both going in. Nicola McLean, the glam model, she came seventh in 2012.
Oh, good.
But she's got quite a lot of beef with a lot of people, so this could be quite interesting.
She did I'm a Celebrity as well before, yes. And she had beef then.
Yeah. Brandon Block, he's a DJ in the 90s. Stevie Ritchie, you know, from X Factor. He also was in the Celebrity Big Brother house in 2015 with fiancée Chloe, who doesn't appear to be going back into the house, but it does look like they are back together because, you know, that whole thing's very on, off, on, off.
He's on another show at the moment.
Is he?
Celebrity Fat Fighters.
Oh. Is he?
Yeah, he is. He's on that. Yeah. That's showing right now.
And then someone else who put a blue blanket over their face when their car has been driven there. So.
Right, that's so rubbish. So
it could have been me. I had a face mask last night. I had a blue blanket on my face.
They must be a massive star, I'm assuming, because they've got to cover their face with a blanket, but probably not.
So yes. Who could it be then?
I mean, look, there's a whole list of names that are kind of, you know, been rumoured for ages, and mostly they will be right. So Callum Best, I don't think he needs to put a blue blanket over his face, does he?
Wow.
Bianca Gascoigne, Jamie O'Hara, the footballer. Now, he is friends with Nicola, the glamour model I was telling you about, and used to be married to Danielle Lloyd, who has a bit of beef with Nicola McLean. So that could throw up some interesting conversations. Jodie Latham, who you might know from Shameless, the actor. Ray J, who is an ex-boyfriend of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, he's the one that's in the...
Yeah.
James Jordan from Strictly. Now, he was in it before, and he's known for, you know, sort of, you know, getting a bit angry.
Yeah, he just loves to tweet,
loves
doesn't he?
Loves to kick off.
Yeah. Jedward and Colleen Nolan. But interestingly enough, Perez Hilton has tweeted about whether he was going in or not. And he said he was asked to go in, but the price wasn't right. Oh, there we go.
Ooh, so expensive.
Yeah, so that's tonight at 9 p.m. on Channel 5, so I'm sure we'll be talking about that tomorrow.
And what about J-Lo and Drake? Tell me.
Okay, well, so this was the huge celebrity couple news over Christmas, that picture that the two of them posted on their Instagram feeds, and then apparently Rihanna stopped following J-Lo amongst it all. J-Lo cancelled a New Year's Eve gig in Miami to be in Las Vegas to see Drake perform, so further confirmation that they are together. And apparently during his set, He performed his duet with ex Rihanna at work, but cut the song short and said, "All right, that was the vibe for 2016. You've got to give it up to my new music." And fans have also pointed out that J-Lo has been wearing a gold chain that's been seen on Drake quite a lot. So that's perhaps another indication it is all serious.
Well,
but
it is, because I've done that before, and I was definitely going out with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just put their gold chain on.
Drake.
It's a sign. No, not with him, just with
just
other
anyone's
people.
Gold chain.
Yeah.
But listen, there are a few American gossip websites that say that they think it's a publicity stunt because they've got new music coming out promoting this upcoming duet. And they say that if it was real, both of them would be more private about it.
So, I get what you're saying.
There we go.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Okay, so we've been telling you about this over the last couple of weeks, and now it's happening. I'm sorry to break it to you like this, but as you travel to work or school or college this morning, Christmas is over. You cannot eat chocolate for breakfast anymore or watch Despicable Me 3 in your pyjamas. We've got to all face it. It's January. Prob's got no money, probably needs to go and earn some money, which is why you're going back to work today. And there's probably not that much planned for the year. But that's why we're here. Every day this month, we are giving away probably some of the best prizes we've ever given away on Radio 1 to sort out your year. This will make your 2017. And we literally have something for everyone. I got shown a list of the prizes for our Jan Slam earlier this morning, and they are ridiculous. If you love sport, if you love TV or music or festivals, we've got it covered. Do you want to know what today's prize is?
Go on. I'm so excited about this one.
Today's prize is win tickets for you and two mates for the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, including a behind-the-scenes tour of the All England Tennis Club.
It's a massive, massive prize.
Also, I like this one as the first one because it's like, when I think Wimbledon, I think of summer, I think of nice weather.
Exactly. It's something to really hold on to and look forward to.
And it's so hard to get tickets. There's nothing quite like it. Arguably the greatest tennis tournament in the world. Do you remember we were there the other year doing this show at Wimbledon, and it was like one of the best shows I think we've ever done.
And it's so much fun. When you can see behind the scenes and just see how it all works, it's incredible. Me and my mates used to queue to get into Wimbledon just to get a ground pass to go there, and we had the best time there, and that was just the ground pass. I never have ever been to see the full thing, like a match on centre court and see all of that. It's such a good prize.
So when we were there, we were doing the breakfast show, so it was before everything kind of got going, but Chris did manage to get on BBC Breakfast behind the weather with Carol Kirkwood on centre court.
Hey, he's pretty busy here at Wimbledon. Oh, there's Chris from Radio 1. Hi, Chris. And then you can see, too, a lot of action on centre court this morning with a lawnmower. They've been cleaning the white lines and measuring them and everything else as well. The sun is beating down. Matches Chris's suit, actually. It's bright blue and it is looking rather pleasant. It's warm already.
I can't promise you'll get on the weather, but you will have an amazing time with your friends. Then, do you remember, I sent you out to the queue at Wimbledon and you had to convince two people in the queue to pretend to be playing tennis.
Yeah, you wanted me to pretend that I was a sports reporter and I needed a tennis match going on in the background.
Yeah. So, I mean, people will do anything in the queue because it's really long.
Louder.
You join us here at Wimbledon, where excitement's building for Andy Murray's massive match against Roger Federer. I'm with Andy now, watching him warm up on one of the practice courts. If I pause now, you can hear his manly voice. Sounding in fine form and looking exceptionally confident.
Ridiculous. There's nothing quite like being at Wimbledon. This is going to be in the summer. It'll be you and two mates at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships. There's already people texting and going, how do I win this? Keep listening. I'll tell you exactly how after 8.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam. Jam Slam. Jam, you're going down.
Scott Mills Daily.
Here's what you do. So many people are on going, well, yeah, but how do I get them? If you want to be at Wimbledon Tennis this summer, you have to answer this question. How many times has Andy Murray won the men's singles Wimbledon Tennis Championship? Is it A, 1, B, 2, or C, 3? So here's what you do. If you think it's once, you text tennis A, your name and your age to 81199. If you think Andy Murray has won twice, text tennis B, your name and age to 81199. If you think he's won three times, then you text tennis C, your name and your age to 81199. The question again for you. How many times has Andy Murray won the men's singles Wimbledon Tennis Championship? Is it A, 1, B, 2, or C, 3? So you text Tennis A, Tennis B, or Tennis C. Text is going to be charged at your standard message rate. No other method of entry will be accepted. Only one entry is allowed per person each day. If you enter more than once, your subsequent entries will not count, but you will be charged. If you fancy reading the terms and conditions, they're lovely on the Radio 1 website. Have a look. But if you do enter this, if you really want to go to Wimbledon, you've got to be listening to us tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, because that's when we're going to find a winner. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you don't listen, you will miss out on going to Wimbledon for this amazing prize. And if you want to go, I suggest you get texting right now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is madness. There's so many people getting involved with this. So many texts coming in. Once more, that question, if you want to go to Wimbledon, tickets for you and two mates and a behind-the-scenes tour this summer. How many times has Andy Murray won the men's singles Wimbledon Tennis Championship? Is it A, 1, B, 2, or C, 3? If you think it's once, you text Tennis A, your name and your age, to 81199. If you think twice, Tennis B, your name and age, to the same number. If you think three times, then you text Tennis C, then your name and age, to 81199. Also, here's the thing. You do need to be listening to me tomorrow morning. Listen to me! Sorry to be forceful, but tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, I'm going to give you a special word. Then we might call you if you've texted in. You will need to say that word when you answer the phone. So it is crucial that you are here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Otherwise, you won't know the word to answer the phone with, okay? I will tell you the word that you'll need if we call you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here on Radio 1, in for Grimmy. Still quite traumatised by EastEnders over Christmas, really.
You kept talking about this yesterday.
I am.
It's really got to you, hasn't it?
I'm still a bit traumatised. Because I am worried about that hotel and what kind of TripAdvisor reviews they're going to get after that. I think there might be troubling times ahead for Max as well, because he did find something in Roxy's bag that is bad and then hid it from the police, and he's not realising that CCTV will be all over that joint.
Also, without it sounding like a plot spoiler, you were talking about their Twitter yesterday as well. Yeah. After the show, you were like, oh, don't worry, they've tweeted.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's not real, Scott.
Also, I know, but then Max goes and tells Dot the bad news and nearly gives the bad stuff to her instead of a tissue. What's going on? I liked the actress who plays Roxy, Sam Womack, the next morning. She was at a health spa and she put, started my day off with a swim in the pool. Pleased to announce I'm now enjoying breakfast. It's too soon for that, I'm afraid. I'm also enjoying the celebrity New Year's resolutions, including this one from Fifth Harmony's Camilla.
It's Camilla, and my New Year's resolution is to spend more time giving back and doing things that are good for your soul.
Are you calling her Camilla on purpose, just so it sounds like she's moody with you in the next bit?
And here's Camilla.
It's Camilla.
All right.
She's even got the hump with you.
Yeah. She always sounds like she's got the hump.
Why? She comes across so moody.
Come on, Camilla, cheer up.
It's Camilla.
Also, Alessia Cara's been on. Here's her groundbreaking resolution.
It's Alessia Cara, and I just wanted to wish everyone an amazing new year. Have a happy, happy new year. And my New Year's resolution is probably to eat less of these, because not that healthy for you. More fruits, more vegetables, less cupcakes. But not really.
Alessia Cara licking a cupcake there. Michelle Keegan says her intention for 2017 is to be more punctual. Jay Leno, off of chat show host in America. I don't know why we're doing his, but not to be confused with Jared Leto, who I know you confuse
sometimes,
those.
Yeah, I previously got them confused.
He says, now there are more overweight people in America than average weight people, so overweight people are now average, which means you have met your New Year's resolution.
What? I don't understand that one.
Nicole Scherzinger, I want to focus on my music. I need to create. And I want to do a movie with someone like Will Ferrell. See, what you've done there, Scherzy, that is not a New Year's resolution. That's just what you want to do.
That's a pitch.
Yeah, you're trying to get a new job. So if we're all doing that, hello, I'm Scott Mills, and my New Year's resolution is to be the queen of Saturday night television.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Sinead, tell me the latest on Mariah Carey's awful performance.
Well, look, should we just recap it in case people haven't?
It's not her fault.
I think it's brilliant. I actually think it's genius.
It was great. Well, if you haven't seen it, she was there at their New Year's Eve performance on this massive show that's put on in New York called Dick Clark's New Year's Rocking Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Her earpiece wasn't working, apparently. That's what her people have said. So she couldn't hear anything.
The audience could. They were still dancing.
Yeah.
She's the only person that can't hear.
Mate, and the dancers were fine as well. They could hear it.
They were still dancing. I mean, there's a couple of lines in there and she speaks a bit, but it seems to go on forever, so it kind of gets a bit cringy.
Have a listen.
Well, Happy New Year! We can't hear, but I'll just
go through the motions. Hang on, and then she walks around a bit, walking around, smiling, walking, walking, smiling. Still not singing, though.
We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say it went to number one, and that's what it is. Okay. Ooh. Feels like a dream.
No. Oh, love her. Awful. That's a stress dream, that is.
Absolutely, isn't it?
Yeah, you're in Times Square in New York. There's thousands of people there. You're on those massive screens and you're being shown to millions of people around the world. Can't hear a thing.
So good. But her nightmare's my dream. That, I wish you'd do that every year.
Chris is a big fan of Mariah now because of that new reality show that's on called Mariah's World. Because it is the most ridiculous thing on television right now.
As back to her New Year's Eve performance, because accusations are sort of flying back and forth now. She's claiming the production team deliberately sabotaged her performance just so they can get good ratings and we'll be talking about it. They've denied this completely, but she is apparently launching an investigation into what actually went wrong.
Here's the thing, right?
She
didn't. Like, a lot of people would have walked off.
Yeah.
She didn't walk off. She stayed there, and that's embarrassing.
Well, I think she sabotaged it. I'm going to add to the conspiracy.
No.
And say that she did this on purpose.
No.
Because now we're all talking about Mariah Carey.
Yeah. MC would not want that. She wouldn't.
Well, I'm sure it's to be continued.
Chris has even started calling her Mimi now.
No.
Like a real fan.
You're doing this all wrong. You watch it because you love it. Right, and you love all the people on that show. I watch it because it annoys me.
She's really nice. Some of the people around her, oof. You wouldn't, I mean, they fire someone every day. It's craziness. Right, so National TV Awards.
Yes, nominations are out. So you can now vote for your favourite TV show. So big battles come in the period drama category, Victoria v Poldark. But Stranger Things is also in there, and that gives Netflix its first ever nomination. Now, you wouldn't think Stranger Things is a period drama, would you?
No.
No, of course it's, but it's in a different decade to this one, so it is. TV judge Len Goodman v Mary Berry, both of them leaving their respective shows, so that could be a big one. TV presenter Anton Deck, who normally clean up, versus James Corden and Mel and Sue. So potentially, with Mel and Sue leaving the Great British Bake Off, they could get that one.
Go on, Mel.
So we'll find out who wins what on January the 25th.
Go on, Gedreich.
Go on, Mel and Sue.
And finally, the lineup for The Jump has been announced. You know, this is the one that you remember last year. There were 8 injuries in total. Mm. Tina Hobley on crutches for months afterwards.
Hi, it's Davina McCall here. We might kill you. Do you still want to be on?
Beth Twiddle needed surgery on her spine after a crash, and there were various others. But this year, Channel 4 said they have been through a thorough review of safety procedures, and they have a new full lineup of people wanting to be on it. On the list, Bradley Wiggins, the former cyclist, he's decided to join that. Spencer Matthews from Made in Chelsea, and Lydia Bright from The Only Way is Essex, and then various other people. So there you go.
Lewis Smith's on.
Yes, yeah.
But then he always is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are a couple of repeat reality TV celebrity show people there, aren't there?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right, with The Jump. Like, on TV, it doesn't look that impressive, but it's really hard.
Oh, my goodness.
And people get really hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Like, last year, 8 people, and there's only, like, 12 people doing it. So it's most of the people on it got injured last year.
Wouldn't do that. Thank you, Sinead.
You're welcome.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Morning, Scott. Hello.
You okay?
Yes, yeah, good, thank you, yeah.
Good New Year and all that?
Yeah, really good, thank you, yeah. A bit hungover yesterday, but good night, yeah.
Where were you in New Year?
We were with friends in Twickenham.
And did you do anything quirky with your New Year's, or was it just a straight-up sort of dinner, drinks kind of thing?
Yeah, no, pretty standard kind of pre-drinks, night out. We dressed up quite smartly and, went for dinner and a bit of a party afterwards. Yeah, it was really good.
Did anyone disgrace themselves?
No, we all know pretty well. all pretty well behaved, but no, good few hungover.
There's something you're not telling us.
No.
Someone's done something.
But no, it was a good night, really good night.
Someone made a right beast of themselves at your party, didn't they?
We had a sort of family party thing going on, and man of the match of the evening turned up about 11:45, caused a bit of a scene and was gone by 12:15. I spent New Year's trying to calm him down.
Were you? Outside? Yeah. It's not worth it, mate. It's just not worth it.
No, I don't think ours was as rowdy as that.
You don't think?
No.
All right.
No.
I reckon you were man of the match.
No, I can vouch. I definitely wasn't, but another friend was.
Right, you know about Real or No Real, don't you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
I give you some facts. You have to work out whether that fact is real or made up moments ago by one of the team in here.
Okay.
Here's your first one.
Santa Claus has finally had his Facebook account reinstated after being suspended on Christmas Day.
Oh,
no.
What did he do?
I don't know.
He's not had one too many sherries and gone ranty on Facebook, has he?
Put up a weird status.
By the way, and I know a lot of people listening will have done this, the big long New Year's status, right? As much as it's lovely reading a huge paragraph of how good the year's been and how many holidays you've been on, I'm sort of bored of them on Facebook.
Really long, aren't they?
Yeah, and I know it's really well-meaning and it's great to reflect on the year, but it's often so overtly positive.
Yeah, I know, yeah, the new year, new me.
Did you do one? Did you do a massive Facebook status?
No, I'm not. I don't tend to do, like, kind of delve into what my, like, the year's been. I don't tend to kind of do a massive one, no. But I do like reading them, I have to say. I do like reading
do
them.
Do you?
Yeah.
But Stephanie, some of the holidays that some of my friends seemingly have been on, it's quite incredible when they list them like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what he could have done. Why would it have been taken down?
I don't think this is real because you'd assume Santa is a VIP client on Facebook. There'll be some kind of verified
thing. Yeah, he can't really do wrong.
No.
What's he going to do wrong?
So for Zuckerberg to take offence, I can't see if someone in whatever the control HQ of Facebook is, they see that Santa has sent some kind of weird message or something, they wouldn't have banned him. They would have gone and questioned it.
I don't think he would be.
So you're both saying no real on this?
I just think Santa's too big a player in this game.
Yeah, you can't take him down.
So no real.
Yeah, no real from me.
That one was real.
What did he do?
Well, a North Pole City councilman whose real name is Santa Claus had his account suspended after Facebook didn't believe it was his real name. It's now been reinstated after he sent multiple documents proving his identity. Your name's actually Santa Claus.
So he's named himself after the main man himself. Do you reckon there's someone out there, Scott, that has named their child or Scott Mills after you?
No.
Not just a coincidence, Scott Mills.
No.
I mean someone who's gone, do you know what? I want to name my son after the man himself.
No.
Scott Mills.
That's quite big.
I reckon there's one out there, Scott. You do have some big fans. I've noticed this.
So was this guy's name always Santa Claus, or do you think he was like, that's a good name, I'll have that one, Santa?
Yeah, he could have changed it, seeing how big he is.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie, wait right there. We'll do more Real or No Real after this, all right?
OK. The Scott
Mills Daily. Here's your next fact today on Real or No Real.
It's been revealed that Mariah Carey did not know what time the ball dropped on New Year's Eve.
Oh, my word.
Is that one? What does that mean? What's going on? The ball drop?
It's an American thing, New York.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What, drop trout?
No, balls drop. Ball drops. It's like a thing. It's
I'm
like
have to look this up.
It's
how
like
I miss this?
Our equivalent, I guess, would be, I don't know,
the
bongs, right? Yeah.
We have bongs, they have balls.
Yeah. But did Mariah Carey say that she didn't know what time the ball dropped on New Year's Eve?
I mean, if that is the tradition, and I'm assuming what you're saying to me isn't a lie and it's real, then surely she must know that it happens at midnight. She is American, isn't she, Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Unless I'm missing something.
In the latest episode of Mariah's World, which is my new fave on E, they don't realise that there's a time difference between the UK and Europe. So that she's flying to Luxembourg. Hour later, isn't it? There's an hour difference. So when she arrives in Luxembourg, she's supposed to be on stage already. And then she's really late and everyone boos. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, and 2 hours late to her show because of that. Pardon?
I could see that being real because it's probably easy for her to kind of use that as an excuse, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could see that being real.
I completely agree with you, Stephanie. So I'm going to go real.
She has got a whole show dedicated to like people just organising her life.
Yeah, I'm going to go real, Scott.
I'm going to go real.
That one was real.
According to news reports, Mariah's staffers were so unfamiliar with events on New Year's Eve in Times Square that when show producers caught her looking at her arrival time, the team asked, "What time exactly does the ball drop?" Midnight, you idiots.
They're unaware of New Year.
Yeah.
But it's not a couple of seconds after. Maybe that's what they meant. Is it literally at midnight?
Yeah.
The ball drops.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a situation one New Year's Eve where you were in a club and you were having to play in the bongs,
yeah,
right? I don't know if you've ever been honest about what really happened. Wasn't it like you couldn't find the bongs,
yeah,
on CD?
So, I couldn't find them.
So the bongs actually happened in that nightclub about 10 past 12.
Yes, it was it was 10 past. By the time I found
find
it.
The song.
I couldn't find it.
But no one knew because they were in a club.
That's right.
Did anybody actually know?
Nope. It was at least 10 past.
And you did a fake countdown and everything.
No one was to know. I've got one more fact for you. You tell me whether it's real or not.
A woman who received a photo album from her grandson for Christmas was delighted to discover photos of Anton Deck inside.
What?
Where did they come from?
Right, so it's like, oh, that's nice. My grandson's got me a photo album. Open it up. There's pictures of Anton Deck inside.
So is this Anton Deck's gran? No.
No.
This is a random gran.
Yeah.
That's so odd. Why would they be in there?
So it must have been a secondhand photo album. The photos are still in there. And, yeah, so the grandson has accidentally re-gifted a present which had pictures of Anton Deck in. Incredible.
That is odd.
You know when sometimes you go to buy those photo frames and there's a photo already in there?
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to keep that one of that family.
What are you on about?
Do you know what I mean? There's often a photo in there already, which is like a fake one. Yeah. Obviously, you're supposed to replace it. Imagine if I just had those ones up in my house.
What is that what you're saying
Who are they?
Is that what you do?
No, but I would like to, yeah. It's like, oh, they look like a nice family, who are they? Oh, it's just the one I got from the shop, still in there.
Just the generic family.
So
I don't understand why would they be in there?
No.
Why would you leave them in there? And if you did get it secondhand, you'd at least check that there wasn't other people's pictures in there.
Right, yeah.
No, but it could have been a lazy grandson.
Could have been.
Didn't check inside, just thought, oh, Gran will love that, wrap it up.
It could have been a present in a bag, one of those ones, kind of just sellotaped up.
So, Steph, what do you think?
Just because it's so odd, I think I'm going to go real.
And Chris.
I almost want it to be real.
I just don't think it would be Anton Deck, so I'm going to say no real.
That one was real.
So here's what happened. 20-year-old Daniel Mayshead had not realised that 8 pictures of Ant McPartlin, printed in March 2002, were still in one of the second-hand books that he bought for her. Turns out, though, Gran is a massive fan of Anton Deck. Couldn't have been happier. Merry Christmas.
Well, that's a bit of a result, and if she loves him, then he is in there.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Stephanie, you win. You got 20.
Yay.
I only got 10. Well done.
That's good.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for being on today.
That's okay, thanks for having me.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. Scott here, right, I feel that we all need to put a cap on... Did you have a nice Christmas? Yeah, mine was good, how was yours? Yeah. Because that's happening all day today in workplaces all over the UK.
Or just write the answers on your hand and just hold up your hand in front of people's faces when they ask you the same thing.
Or just have a paddle, like on Strictly. Yes?
Yeah. Fine.
Really good, thanks.
Good to be back.
And when do we stop saying Happy New Year? So we put a cap on both of them, like end of today, and that's it, I reckon. The Scott Mills Daily. So Jessie Nelson from Little Mix put up a photo of herself over Christmas and New Year. And she looks lovely in it, to be fair. Mm. Like a really nice dress. She looks hot. However, the background of where she is causing some people some concern on the internet.
And it is frustrating in this situation where you put up a picture of yourself and you know it's a really, really good picture of yourself, but then people just notice stuff in the background.
I mean,
no one can ever just enjoy the picture that you put up. They've always got to spot things in the background or have a look at your house.
I put one up the other day and someone was like, I've got that toaster. It's like, don't look at the toaster.
No, look at me.
Yeah. But look at me.
But it is a great picture of her. I can see why she's put this up on Instagram. She looks great.
She does. But the wall behind.
Disgust.
Wow. I mean, it looks like she's about to have it decorated, but hasn't yet. Mm. Or maybe, like, very busy on tour, hasn't got round to it. But then maybe you would retake the photo. But then the thing is, there might not be one as good as that again.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've just got to go with the background.
But now, Scott, the comments on her Instagram are brilliant.
People just need to enjoy the picture of Jessie looking lovely and not comment so much. However, Radio 1's Stefan Powell is here and has got some of the comments that were left underneath the photo, which is a lovely photo of her. Paul Stevens said,
I would sack your decorator.
And Lat commented,
you want a quarter skim that room?
Rum Taff replied,
need the number of a painter and decorator.
While Y Moines said,
where the hell was it taken? Looks rotten.
Char Henstock couldn't help but chip in,
where are you? Looks a bit rough, lol.
And Carpet Runners UK certainly didn't miss a promotional opportunity. They were straight on to Jessie saying,
we see a lot of people commenting about the lack of interior design. One, we think it's a fab photo. Two, if you want hooking up, we'll send you a free carpet. Keep up the good work.
I mean, see, it's not all bad. It's probably been fully, like, carpeted and redecorated by now. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I reckon it looks well lush now. Good work, Jessie.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, listen, I hope you enjoy your first day back-ish, if you are back today. And I hope it goes better than poor Sarah on yesterday's episode of Pointless. I was watching this with my mum last night.
I missed this.
Right, so you know what it's like. You're on these shows. It's different to when you watch it at home. There's a big audience there. There's bright studio lights. And sometimes you don't always give the best answer that you probably would have given if you were just sat there at home watching it.
That said, we did Pointless and we were all right.
True. I'm just trying to cut Sarah a bit of slack.
Oh, sorry,
here,
Sarah.
Because I did feel a bit sorry for her. So Sarah is about to be asked to name a country that ends with two consonants.
Now, does any of that include a knowledge of countries that end in two consonants?
No.
No.
I did geography A-level, but that's about as far as it goes.
Yes.
Oh, and Paris.
Paris, there, the country that ends with two consonants. But it's all right, because she does have a geography A-level. Oh, love her. Stress.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That was Tuesday's show. We're back tomorrow morning with more amazing prizes on the Jan Slam. And Tom Daly from 8:30.